Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. I created the Conscious Code Collective membership, and that membership allows you to look at all of the details of each 64 human design gates and gene keys, right? Like, what? Okay, and I broke down the shadows. I broke down the gifts, the I Ching aspects, the gene keys aspects, the human design aspects. I gave you affirmations that you can use to further embody your gifts and overcome your shadows, or embrace your shadows, I should say. I created a lot of contemplative journal prompt questions that you can reflect on for each 64 gates or gene keys. I also created, you know, tips to help you further embody the gifts of your specific gates. So if you want to learn about all of the 64 gates, I would encourage you to join the Conscious Code Collective membership. It is only $27 a month. I'm going to go ahead and put the link down there in the show notes so you can go ahead and grab that, become a member. Every single month, we're also going to be going through one specific gene key sphere, starting with the activation sequence, the Life's Work sphere, which is your conscious sun gate. It is 70% of your personality. So we're going to start that this month. If you become a member this month, you can get in on that. I already created a journal for it, so I'm super excited about that, to share that with you guys. Definitely click that link and become a member. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I'm Crystal Renee, and I'm here to guide you along each transit into all 64 archetypes of the human design gates, or the I Ching, or the gene keys, however you know, the I Ching hexagrams is really what they originate from. So today we're talking about gate 26, and I refer to this gate as the heart-centered marketer. So in human design, this gate is called the gate of the taming power of the great, or the egoist, or the gate of integrity. And this is in the heart center, and it's moving towards the spleen through the channel of surrender, linked to gate 44. In the gene keys, this is considered the sacred tricksters. So that's an interesting name. And this is in the tropical sign of Sagittarius and the Vedic sign of Scorpio, specifically in the Jayashta Nakshatra. The overall energy is kind of like the sacred salesperson. It represents a complex energy that embodies both the ambition for material wealth and prestige, and the profound ability to sell dreams and visions to others. So on one side of the spectrum, this gate drives individuals to chase positions of great power or status, vigorously pursuing their goals, often with an innate ability to persuade and manipulate memories. And this can lead to exaggeration and even deceit of integrity if not maintained. But on the more positive end, it's about alignment, integrity, empowerment, and the courageous nurturing of an abundant future. So this can manifest as a passionate championing of dreams using the power of will from the heart center harmoniously to help others thrive. So here, manipulation becomes an honest and open-hearted effort to elevate others to higher states of being as well. Because you're, in your mind, you're already there with this gate, right? So in the gene keys, the shadow is pride. And this is characterized by a sense of ego and power seeking to manipulate or control others for personal gain. We all know what pride is, right? And in your repressive nature, you can show up as being manipulative, where you put others down or use guilt and shame as subtle weapons, and you don't feel accountable for your actions or how you make others feel. It's pride that is rooted in fear, which always leads to manipulation. And in your reactive nature, you're more boastful, where it's like, you know, pride that we know so well as ego, trying to draw attention to yourself to be visible, not realizing that your acts and words have the opposite effect than what they were intended to, drawing jealousy, resentment, or inspiring greed. And in your shadow, of course, you could be controlling. You have a fear-based ego. It's like an ego based on not being able to succeed. It's all fear-based. And then you big yourself up to make yourself look better than how you actually feel inside. And there, with that, there's a lack of integrity. And then you can kind of go into power trips or exaggeration. And, you know, it's hard for you to find balance with genuine service in your shadow. But in your gift, which is artfulness, this is like heart marketing. And it represents a more authentic and heart-centered approach to life, where you learn to use your persuasive abilities, not for ego-driven purposes, but to communicate from the heart. You're the champion of dreams, and you help people see that their dreams can come true. You have the power to see a brighter future and believe in the abundance of life. So with this gift, you can inspire and uplift others, selling them on the vision of a better tomorrow. By embodying integrity and aligning your actions with your beliefs, you can become a beacon of hope and create positive change in your tribe and community. So you're able to sell things very well, especially if you're passionate about those things and you ultimately believe that they can help humanity and your integrity, you're in alignment with your integrity. And in your gift state, you trust in abundance. You believe that it's possible for you and everyone else. You add value and contribution, which allows you to recognize your own worth. And you're very artful and playful, which is a good skills to have being a marketer type, being somebody that basically sells whatever it is that you want people to follow you on in your journey. Like, hey, I have this amazing thing. It'll help you. I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it from my heart with integrity. And it's like people just want to join you in whatever it is that you're doing. And of course, the highest state of frequency or city state is invisibility. And that represents a state of profound wisdom and understanding where the ego completely dissolves and you transcend individually. It's like you become one with everything, or you become invisible. Like you're no longer trying to stand out so much and be heard, but you're more like you fall into the background and become all of it. So some contemplative questions for this gate are, where have I given into the fears of lack and scarcity? Because that's where you could fall into your shadow, being aware of those things. In what ways has that led me to control or manipulate the people around me? Tend to get super real with ourselves. And what do I need to do to bring myself back into integrity with myself and with others? And some tips that you could use to further embrace your shadow of pride and embody your gift of artfulness is to cultivate self-awareness and start becoming more self-aware of your ego's tendencies. Notice when you feel excessive pride, manipulation, or the need for control. Embrace vulnerability. Explore vulnerability as a source of authentic connection with others. Embrace it to foster deeper relationships and trust, aligning with the heart-centered approach of the gift of artfulness. and use persuasion for the greater good. Utilize your persuasive abilities for positive change and transformation. Inspire and uplift others, aligning your salesmanship with a higher purpose. You have that gift. So that's it for gate 26, the heart-centered marketer. And I honestly wish I had this gate considering my line of work, but it is a beautiful gate. Definitely going to tap into the energies during the 6 days that this, you know, the sun is magnifying this in our lives. So until next time, the sun transits into the next human design gate.
And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.